Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of my most favorite things to do is go to a quiet place with water, a lake, a stream, a river, a pond, the ocean, a waterfall, some place with water. I find in those places an opportunity to relax my shoulders, think, center myself, slow down, and listen. Really listen. In the midst of the busyness of our transition over the last few weeks, I went off by myself to Seven Lakes State Park in Holly. I soaked in the sunshine. I absorbed the peacefulness of a calm morning. I listened to the call of birds, some quiet chirpers, others loud trumpeters that echoed through the park. And then my mind wandered to the many ways that we use the word call in our world. I got a phone call, the call of an animal. I was called away. The question, what do they call you? To call out in pain or distress, to call a witness, to call the question, to call a meeting, the call of an umpire, a call to vocation. In the church, we often think of a call as something we hear, see, or discern as God's call on our lives. Enter Barnabas. The followers of Christ have scattered because of the persecution and martyrdom of Stephen. Word gets back to the church in Jerusalem that the people in Antioch were coming to know Jesus in great numbers. So they sent Barnabas to check it out. When Barnabas got there, he saw evidence of God's grace. But what might that look like? Well, what about people showing God and one another love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, meeting the needs of poor and widows, visiting the sick and those in prison, showing hospitality, worshiping God alone, turning away from idols, being countercultural. Whatever it was that they were doing, Barnabas encourages them to remain fully committed to God. In this moment, Barnabas is called to be an encourager. Barnabas was so deeply committed to God that his example, his light, drew others, perhaps even called others, into wanting to be in relationship with God, wanting their life to have deeper meaning in relationship with God and other people. Then Barnabas went and found Saul, also known as Paul, and took him back to Antioch, where they spent a year teaching and preaching and encouraging the people to deepen their life with God. The story of Acts goes on to tell about the adventures of Barnabas and Paul, and yes, they were adventures. Barnabas was the encourager. Sometimes out front, sometimes behind the scenes, he was an encourager. This spring, a small group of us met on Thursdays to discuss the call of Paul. We read a book and watched a video that gave us glimpses of what Paul might have experienced on his journeys around the Greco-Roman world, the marketplaces, the shops, the amphitheaters, the prisons, the homes, the streets, the terrain. There were many times where I could see why Barnabas would have been called to be an encourager. And that made me look at our own world, the marketplaces, the shops, the theaters, the prisons, the schools, and the streets, and the secret places, the refugees, the churches, the homes, the workplaces. Are we, just as Barnabas, called to be encouragers? Our world can be a scary place with violence and threats coming in what feels like every direction. Where can people go to find refuge? Where can people go to find peace and joy? 12 years and 6 days ago, I walked into this building for my very first Sunday as the director of Children's Ministries. Everything was new and huge. I was introduced to each classroom of children. As I entered the kindergarten room, one little boy came up and introduced himself to me as Hayden Emerson Baxter. I still remember that. And Hayden just graduated from high school. The small group of fifth grade girls made a sweet sign that hung in my office my whole time here. There was a warmth and excitement and encouragement for me to join the team. A week later was Vacation Bible School, and that was the beginning of 12 years of memories, laughter, tears, joy, stories, and encouragement. You all have been my Barnabas. When I was told not yet by the Board of Ordained Ministry, a group of clergy walked with me through understanding the sacraments of baptism and communion and helped me with my paperwork. You supported Rich and I through a scary pregnancy and the premature birth of Elijah. You stepped up and took care of VBS when I was on maternity leave. You drove through the craziest thunderstorms to support me when I was commissioned. You gave me room to try new things, explore different possibilities, and we stood together during the failures and the successes. We walked together as we built a theater room on the lower level and turned blank white walls into colorful handprints and beautiful murals. You again supported me through my ordination as a deacon in Full Connection. Your encouragement and support helped us develop ministries and celebrations like Baby's First Christmas, Prayers with Students, The Rock, Family Visits, the Faith Growth Pathway, Tween Group, Third Grade Bible Lunch, the partnership with Riverside Elementary, and so much more. You have listened to me talk about what it means to be a deacon, one who is called to ministries of word, service, compassion, and justice. How my calling as a deacon is to be a bridge between the church and the world, and how proud I am when I hear you explain that to others. How my role is to assist the elder in communion and baptism, and the gift that it is to do so. And why I won't ever have my own church, because that's not what I'm called to. I am doing what I have been called to, and it brings me great joy and delight. I know that our church family has been through and continues to go through a lot of transition. Some are painful and difficult. Others are joyous and exciting. Some are all four wrapped up in one. I want you to hear the power that this congregation has to continue to be strong, share the light of Christ, and be a community of encouragement. My journey here hasn't been perfect. I've made my share of mistakes. My words have hurt some, and I hope my apologies have been stronger. But we have done good work together. We have done Barnabas and Paul work together. You have shared in those roles together. I am proud of the work we have done, and you should be too. Your support, confidence, and encouragement of me began when I was a 25-year-old, newly graduated seminarian, and you offered me the space, love, and encouragement to move into a position where I can share God's love and calling on my life with hundreds of churches and thousands of people across Michigan. I am forever grateful to this congregation that has offered me this space and encouragement. I'm also excited for you as you continue your journey and are called to encourage Reverend Cora Glass, who will be starting on July 1st as the new director of Lifelong Faith Formation. Reverend Cora is amazing. You will love her. Your children and youth are in good hands. It's okay to miss me. But please don't say, but Reverend Kathy did it this way. Please grant her the same creative space that you gave me. Encourage her in the same way that you encouraged me. Pray for her. Support her. She is blessed to be walking into a congregation who supports and encourages deacons. I know my family will be missed. I know our ministry here will be missed. I know saying goodbye is difficult, especially when we have walked through deep highs and lows together. I asked my family what their favorite parts of church are. Rich said it's the community that we've built here. Elijah said everything, especially VBS. Micah said the fun he has, the people and God. Thank you for making this home for my family. My prayer for you is that you will be an Antioch church, that people will see the evidence of God's grace here, that those who experience it will be overjoyed, and that you are encouraged to remain fully committed to God. It's a huge task. It's a calling by God for each of you to be light and love in our world, to speak in kindness and truth, to fall deeper in love with God. My prayer is that you will be a Barnabas in the life of someone else. Be encouragers because of the love, grace, forgiveness, and joy that you have received from God. And if you want to know more about being in relationship with Jesus, just talk to me. Encourage goodness, kindness, patience, and joy. Be intentional. Be good people. Be of strong faith. I pray that you are proud of the gift this church has given me and are proud of the journey I will continue to be on. I also know I have many people here who aren't part of this congregation, and I thank you for your support and encouragement, from those who care for or cared for our children, to our Riverside community, to family and friends. Thank you. Thank you all for your ongoing support and love and encouragement, and I leave you with this. Throw your anxiety onto God, because God cares about you. And the God of all grace, who has called you into God's eternal glory in Christ Jesus, restore, empower, strengthen, and establish you. To God be the power forever and ever. Amen.